Most people don't know what's holding them back, but you do because you listen to me, Sam, your self-care guru and journal junkie. Welcome to Journal Entries, your safe place where you can tune in weekly to get tips, tricks, and journal prompts to uncover your feelings, gain clarity, and make your move. Hello, and welcome to this week's journal entry. I saw a post from Mel Robbins that really made me go, oh my gosh, aha, breakthrough, but also made me think this would be 10, 20, 30 times more effective if you added journaling into it. So I'm going to share with you what she said and her approach to the solution, and then also add in how you can journal through it to make it even better. So here's what Mel said. She said, I believe that you want to be happier because you miss being happy. You can only miss things that you already know. And so that was her claim, is that you can only want to feel a certain way if you've experienced that feeling before. So her daughter, in this example, wanted to be happier, and she believed that it was because she experienced happiness before. So immediately, before going to the solution, I was like, but is that true? I get it. And that's quite eye-opening to think of it in that way. But what about other feelings? And for some reason, when I was journaling about this, the feeling that I thought of was fulfillment. Like, people go their whole lives wanting to feel fulfilled, yet they never feel it. And I was like, but have they felt it before? Do they want to feel fulfilled because they at one point knew what it felt like? Or they're just told to believe that? And I thought, if I'm going along with Mel's, you know, statement, maybe they did feel fulfilled, but it was like as a kid when they were in sports, or they had somebody in their life that would give them tons of positive affirmations at one point. And so they were like pumped up, full of like confidence and fulfillment at one point. And so now they're seeking that. So I can get on board with this. I'm still like, throw another emotion at me. Let me see if I can get there. I don't know if this is true for all emotions, but let's jump to the solution. So Mel said that if you want to feel a certain way, it's ideal to have your own breakthroughs, which I am so on board for. That is what journaling is. When I work with my journaling clients, well, whether it be a private client or in my emotionally empowered group or my workshops, I never give the solutions. I prompt you through your own experiences and ideas and beliefs to come up with your own answers and your own breakthroughs. And so the way that Mel had her daughter come up with her own breakthrough was during a time when her daughter was going through depression and grief by drinking a lot. And so she had her daughter take out a piece of paper, draw a line down the middle of it, and on the left, think of a time that you felt happier than you do right now. And what was your day-to-day like? What were you specifically doing at that time? And then on the right-hand side of the paper, write down the things that you're doing now. What did a typical day look like for you right now? And then it's obvious where to make choices. So in her example, on the left-hand side of the time that she was reflecting on where she did feel happy, she left the house at 7 a.m. every day. She was at school with friends. She had lacrosse practice and she exercised daily. Her habits right now were sleeping in until noon, drinking every day, not leaving the house, and also not exercising. So when you look at this sheet, it's just such a stark contrast of what to do, right? And so Mel's solution was, you used to exercise every day and now you're not, start exercising. You used to go to lacrosse practice, now you never leave the house, start leaving your house. You might not need to join a lacrosse team, but just start leaving the house, do something. I was thinking, okay, so with my fulfillment example, what might that look like? So fulfillment, if you think back to a time when you were fulfilled, I was thinking that person might have just been having more fun in their life. Maybe they challenged themselves with a project at work or at school, and they played sports. But now I pictured somebody who wasn't feeling very fulfilled, and also thinking during a time when I wasn't feeling very fulfilled, takes life way too seriously. Instead of challenging myself just on the daily grind on autopilot, right? Just going through the motions, and also no hobbies. Instead of playing sports, there's just nothing. Work, come home, eat, TV, bed, repeat. Then obviously do the opposite. So instead of taking everything so seriously, have some more fun in your life. Instead of being on autopilot, switch things up and try and challenge yourself in some way. If you don't have hobbies, pick up a hobby of some kind. But here's my thing. So I'm on board with all of that. But here's the thing that can make it so much more effective. Just saying like, oh yeah, I noticed the difference. Let me start doing the thing. It won't permanently fix it. And I think it'll be super easy to start resenting that behavior, the good behavior, right? It'll start, I feel like I would be like, why am I eating healthy right now? Eating the cookies made me feel so much better. Why am I running right now? This hurts. That my lungs hurt. I do not enjoy this. You might start resenting it. You might judge why you did it in the first place. Like, why did I ever play lacrosse? I wasn't even ever good at it. Or why did I leave at 7 a.m.? That's not necessary, right? You start questioning those good, healthier behaviors that you want. It also would be easier to go back to the unwanted behavior when things feel difficult again in your life. Like, without processing any of it, you'll just almost by default go back to the unwanted ones. And lastly, it'll just be easier to give up when that unwanted habit feels good right now. That's why we keep doing unwanted habits and behaviors, is because it feels good, even though we likely know that it's not the best for us, right? Like, we know that one more drink isn't really necessary, but to some people, it feels good. It feels like it takes the edge off. For emotional eaters, we know that like that one extra piece of pizza, or you know, the whole cookie tray or whatever, is not necessary, but it just feels good. And so we default to what feels good in the moment versus what will make us feel good overall. And we'll just give up and go back to that right side of the sheet. So here's my thought. In addition to everything that Mel said, we just have to process where we are now and understand how we got here and journal through how it makes you feel and the ripple effect of it. And doing this will help us want to do the quote unquote healthier behavior, not just do it because we feel like we have to, because we used to, and that's what the sheet says, but we want to do it because we are intrinsically motivated to feel that way again. So here's an example. My journal prompt was for the fulfillment one, where I used to play sports and now I don't do any hobbies. So my prompt was, why did I stop doing my hobbies? So that's the first question, is why did you start doing the unwanted habit in the first place? This unwanted habit was no hobbies. Why did I stop doing hobbies in the first place? I wrote, it was because I felt busy and I didn't want to spend the little leftover energy that I did have on a hobby when instead I could nap or watch TV or just do something that required less energy and less mental bandwidth from me. And the next prompt is, how does this habit or behavior make you feel? Having no hobbies makes me feel boring, bored, and lazy. It's not like I particularly love watching Netflix every night or just doing nothing and napping. I would love to do activities, but I just feel lazy. And then if I play out the ripple effect of it, of having no hobbies, the ripple effect, I believe, would be just being on autopilot if I'm not already. Losing friends because I likely would decline invites anytime that they do come my way, so that people would stop inviting me to do things. I would feel even less fulfillment than I already do because I'm not doing anything. And this is small, but I remember when I used to work in the corporate world, you talk to people like all day. And at first it's like, how is your weekend? How is the weather? But like beyond that, you bring up things that you've done or something that you heard on a podcast or, you know, you bring up topics. And if you have no hobbies and you're not doing anything, there's less things to talk about to people at work, to your coworkers. And then you feel even more disconnected. This ripple effect makes me want to pick up a hobby. It makes me want to join a pickup sports team or start running again. Or one of my hobbies that I wanted to start that I never got too far on, I think I lasted a week, was learning sign language, just doing that for a little bit of time each day. Like knowing that ripple effect and then thinking about the opposite, thinking that the best case of having a new hobby, I would feel more energized. I would have something to talk about in the office. I would not be on autopilot because I would be doing something fresh. I would maybe even get new friends or more friends or have just better relationships with my current friends because of this, right? So after the ripple effect, what is the ripple effect of doing the wanted behavior? And that is what will get you to actually desire doing that thing. So if you feel like you have been stuck and like you know that you should be doing something, but you're just not because what you're doing now feels good, it feels okay, it feels comfortable, but you know that you really want what's on the other side of the other behavior, follow those prompts and I'll put them in the show notes. But real quick, identify what is the feeling that you might be seeking right now. Do you want to feel more fulfilled? Do you want to feel happier? Do you want to feel at peace? What is that feeling? Pinpoint that first. And then ask yourself the questions. First of all, do that. The homework of the left side of the paper is, when was a time that you did feel that way? And what was your day-to-day life like? And then what is your day-to-day life like now on the right side of the paper? Then the prompt of, why did I start doing the unwanted behavior? Or if it's easier, why did I stop doing the wanted behavior? How does doing that unwanted behavior make you feel? And what is the ripple effect of that unwanted behavior? And then what is the best case of doing the wanted behavior, the desired behavior? What could your life look like and feel like once you adopt that behavior? This is such a simple, can be very quick exercise that you can do in so many different ways, shapes, and forms in your life. So I hope that you give it a try. I would love to hear what emotion you try to work through these prompts with. And I would love to hear what your actionable items and behaviors and habits are going to be. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's journal entry. I love connecting with my listeners, so make sure you screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at samantha.s.says so I know you're listening. And don't forget to grab your free training and journal prompts at www.samanthapenkoff.com/podcast.